Hello, folks on Audio Boom. I have just come across the audio challenge for day number 15, and I realize that it's well past that date, but you know what? I'm going to post my entry anyway because I feel like it. And if people don't like it, they can, jump off a bridge or do something. Anyway, so the prompt for day 15 was to talk about high school, whether you liked it or not, whether, you know, whether you got along with people and stuff like that. So I'll start by saying that at the end of my grade 8 year of elementary school, I was very glad to leave. I liked elementary school maybe when I started, but in my latter years, I just grew tired of it and I hated it. I felt that some people weren't very nice to me. But anyways, I decided to attend a high school where they had a really good music program. And so it was, and so I took a little bit of a leap of faith, and I went from a Catholic elementary school to a public high school. And so that was fun. And I have a lot of fond memories there. And unfortunately, I don't keep in contact with a lot of the people that I knew there. I'd like to get in contact with some of the staff again just to let them know how I'm doing. I had a few favorite teachers, one of which was in the music program, of course. Surprise, surprise. And anyways, my first 3 years of high school were amazing. I was in the band for those 3 years. I was a band geek. In my first 2 years, I was in the intermediate band. And my first year, we took a trip to Niagara Falls, Ontario. And that was fun and exciting. We did a whole bunch of cool stuff. And then in my third year, my second year we didn't go anywhere, but in my third year, I was in the senior band, and my field trip that year was we went to Montreal, and as luck would have it, we were supposed to go to Washington, D.C. in November of 2001, but one fateful day in September that everything changed, and we could not go to Washington. I don't know if we decided not to go to Washington or they just told us not to go. But we had our whole itinerary planned out and everything, and we were starting to raise money for it, and then everything happened. And so Montreal was awesome. We had a great time. And we did a band competition, and we won silver in our category. And we did lots of other cool Montreal things. We went to the symphony, which, of course, I really enjoyed. And I remember on the program for that concert was Don Juan by Richard Strauss and Mozart's Fourth Violin Concerto, played by Chuliang Lin. And the conductor on the program was Emmanuel Krivin. I have no idea. I don't know who he is. I don't know who he is. I'm not familiar with much of his work. But it was supposed to be Charles Dutoit conducting, but he resigned a couple of weeks earlier, which led to his departure from the organization, sadly. That was a long and fruitful partnership, from what I understand. Some of his recordings I own, and they are just amazing. Anyway, the second half of that program was Berlioz's Symphonie Fantastique, which is one of my absolute favorite compositions. And then at the end of my third year, I decided to take a leap of faith and throw in the towel at that school and attend the blind school that I attended for 3 years. I did 2 years of grade 12. I did like my first year, and then I did a co-op placement year. And then I found out that I had to go back and take some more courses for a third year, so I did that. Unfortunately, it didn't start well. I felt very unwelcome. Some of the staff were welcoming. A lot of the students, I felt that they alienated me at first because I was the new kid in town, so to speak, you know. Some were very sweet and kind and reached out to me and made friends with me. And one day I was just ready to pack it in and say goodbye and try to do something else, maybe go to another school. I told my parents, and I think they phoned the principal. I can't remember what led to that, but at one day, one of my friends, at the residence, she called the residence to talk to me, and she needed to speak to me immediately, and she said to me, you know, what are you doing later tonight? And I said, oh, well, I've got music practice until 6:30. And she said, well, what are you doing after study hour? And I said, I don't know, probably nothing. And she's like, well, good, you need to come over. I said, okay, is everything fine? Are we good? Is everything okay? And she says, yeah, just come over. I said, okay. So I did, and we had a long talk, and she said, listen, she says, I've been hearing rumors that you want to pack up and leave the school. And I said, yeah, I do. And she says, Eric, you know, you need to give it a shot. You've only just started here. Like, you know, you need to give it a shot. She says, let me tell you, she says, this is my final year here at the school. And she says, let me tell you that my time here was absolutely amazing. And she says, I have faith in you. You are going to have a great time here. This is going to be amazing for you. And so I went away from her talk feeling a little bit better. But then things back home started to get hostile and toxic, and I really began to appreciate my life at the school. Residence was a little bit questionable, but it really made me appreciate what that school had to offer, because I felt like my home really wasn't safe. It really wasn't, you know. I don't want to go into the specifics of what happened at home, but anyways. Anyway, yeah, I have a little bit more time here. So anyway, my 3 years at the blind school really changed my life. I felt that it gave me a new perspective. In my second year, I took a co-op placement, and the mobility instructor that I had that year was instrumental in shaping my confidence level in terms of mobility, in terms of how I travel. Because had I not attended the blind school, I don't think I would be where I am today. I live alone in my own place, and I can do things for myself. But, you know, I look back at my high school years with a lot of fond memories, both at the blind and the sighted schools. And I'm really glad that I went to the blind school when I did, because I felt that I was blessed to be given the best of both sighted and blind worlds. I could write a novel about some of the specifics about what I didn't like about the school, but I won't do that on here anyway. But anyways, that was it for now. So hope you guys enjoyed my time through high school.